B-Pod Studios.
Making the workday a little more entertaining.
Floppity flop, flop, flop.
It's Zoe and the Beetle on 98.5, The Sports Hub.
Number two, Zolak and Bertrand.
This is one of the only happy Police songs. Every other song is miserable.
Yeah, pretty much.
Really? Think about it. Name a happy-go-lucky song by the Police other than this one.
I took a painting class at the University of Maryland. Oil painting. And his freak teacher did nothing but put the Police CD in her stereo and play it the entire class. Every day.
Which one? Synchronicity?
Yeah, every day, start to finish. I said, I'm not doing it. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, this is sick.
Good song.
Let me talk to you.
I think Hardy meant of the good Police songs.
I like this song. Okay. What?
Yeah, I mean, lyrically, this is not actually... this is...
Here's what the message on Instagram said from Robin Hayward, Gordon Hayward.
Go ahead.
She felt the need to post, huh?
It says, contrary to the media in Boston... And right there, I would edit that, Robin. My first edit would be contrary to 98.5, The Sports.
I thought it was Penelope.
There it is. And that's why I would edit it to that.
Why? I thought her name was Penelope.
It's not Penelope.
Well, that's what Murray says.
Name.
Murray calls her that all the time.
Yeah, I know. Because every time her name comes up, we forget what her name is. Contrary to the media in Boston, I really enjoyed my time there and the relationships I made. I'm going to miss the community I lived in. From the local police officers for checking in on me every day.
What? Stop.
Right there. That raised a red flag. They check on you every day?
What?
Every day?
What the hell is going on with you?
Are you okay in there?
Are you safe? What? I mean...
Mrs. H?
Mrs. Hayward.
Everything
Mrs.
all right?
Mrs. Hayward. Do you want us to get your mail for you?
Every day.
What town's this in?
Yes. Yeah, what city?
I think I know, but
Wellesley.
Why not? They're gone. They're leaving. What town?
Wellesley.
It says,
sorry.
Thank you to the police officers for checking in on me every day. Maybe if there's lack of crime there. I don't know.
They don't crime. My brother-in-law lives there, so it's a nice place.
The wonderful friends I have made at Roach Brothers.
Oh.
This isn't real.
It's absolutely real.
Wait a minute.
Absolutely
where
real.
Where does it say that?
Where does it say Roach Brothers?
Fourth, fifth line. I don't know. Sixth line there? The wonderful friends I made at Roach Brothers?
I missed that one.
Oh. Right there. So right in the middle.
Cheese shop.
Above that, homeboy. Up.
Oh, my God.
Right there.
It's not
right
capitalized.
It's in there.
Yes.
At Roach Brothers, who were always ready to chat.
Hello. I'm reading it verbatim from the Post.
I am such a lonely girl that I find
stop.
That I need to go to Roach
stop,
Brothers
stop,
to talk
stop,
to people.
Stop. Let's actually read it. It says, thank you to the local. I'm going to go back a little bit
go
here.
Go back.
Come on.
I'm going to miss the community I lived in from the local police officers for checking in on me every day. The wonderful friends I made at Roach Brothers who were always ready to chat when I was lonely. My wonderful neighbors and, of course, my friends at the cheese shop.
Oh, we got a lot.
Friends at the cheese shop, I would also like to thank the pharmacists behind the counter at CVS who recommended Metamucil and other dietary fiber products from all that cheese. I was lonely from being bound up and in the bathroom all day, every day. That's why the police had to come and check on me.
It says, I couldn't have been as happy cheese as I shop. Was without all of you.
You know what? We sit there. And every day we compliment the people that stock those shelves and you know, those frontline workers. That they're the real heroes, right? At the grocery stores to keep us all up and running.
She goes on to say, "Trust."
She really is there, man.
Trust is a hard thing to have in the NBA world, but I do trust my small community. Always had my back. We are grateful to them for keeping us company while Gordon was away. I am excited to see my husband to show his talents again. And play for the Charlotte, or play for Charlotte. We can't wait to start this adventure.
Heart.
Oh, I hope they have a cheese shop down in Charlotte.
I hope that people are nicer when they he leaves and plays out of town, like those road trips, and the cops in Charlotte will check in on her.
The Piggly Wiggly in a little bit, you know?
Piggly Wiggly ain't no Roach Brothers.
Roach Brothers is very friendly, though.
Yeah. Being down there to Albertsons. Cheese shop. Yes, I'll have a pound of Gouda.
I don't really give a shit.
Just out of curiosity.
Yeah.
Don't these things seem like things that could have been said in person? Like, can't you run into Roach Brothers one more time and say, I'm going to miss you guys? Stopping at the cheese shop?
Well, they already left here. They haven't been here. She moved back to Indiana, where Gordon wanted to play.
Oh, so they've been gone for a while.
Yeah, she went home.
Well, I mean,
the family went home to Indiana. She had another baby there. And so that's why Gordon Hayward wanted to go play for the Pacers, because he just bought according to reports.
Yeah.
I haven't seen the house. $3 million house there, apparently.
Yeah.
So that's why he wanted Danny to trade him there on Thursday or Friday. And Danny held out for more. And that's why he's got to go to Charlotte now, in case you guys missed that story. Yeah.
Imagine being those poor Roach Brothers workers that are just punching the clock every day, 9 to 5, and get in there. She's here. She's in the vegetable aisle. Who's going to talk to her today?
I don't really give a shit.
Yeah. Well, hey, Jimmy, you've got her today, okay?
So getting away from...
I'll charge you double time.
Getting away from Robin for a second, if he still really wanted to go to the Pacers, couldn't he have still gone there?
They don't have the cap space.
So it would have been a sign and trade.
They needed to trade guys off their books to the Celtics to get him there. They don't have the space to do it. He opted out and he could choose to sign with either team.
They didn't have
the space.
Nowhere near the space.
No. Charlotte, Knicks, Pelicans, like, were the only potential ones. And that's moving people, too. Like, that's when the Knicks got involved.
So, look, if she was really that unhappy, I feel for her. And it seemed like there may have been a certain level of unhappiness for her, you know, living here. And not every...
It's tough here.
It happens in every city,
Does.
And people just don't take to it. They don't like it. She's not somebody
here.
Who wants to be,
make people friendly.
You know,
we're not friendly. We're very cynical. We're, you get crappy winners, the whole bit, right?
Yeah.
It's crazy here. We cover sports. We expect people that make a lot of money in sports to do well and perform. That's all.
Right. There's a lot of attention.
Yeah.
Some people don't like it. I don't blame them for not liking it.
Our fault.
I'm not upset with the Haywards. You are. You're upset with Gordon.
I'm not upset. I just feel like just waste of time. Wasted. Time wasted. Just there.
Your time?
Anybody's. Celtics' time. Forced to have him blend. Boy, I'd love to get the truth meter on a team. Like, be that fly on the wall when they found out he's gone. What's Jason saying? Man, what's Jalen saying? What's Marcus saying? About time. God, we have to find a way to work.
I imagine that it went with... Oh. Like, it was Saturday. Hey, we're going to Charlotte, dude. Danny, we're going to Charlotte. No, you're not. Stop it. You're not actually going to Charlotte.
Danny said, what?
All right, well, talk to you soon. Click, and then they signed in Charlotte. Like, what? They're actually going to Charlotte?
They're going to Charlotte.
That's
for
what
120.
Gordon Hayward's desire to go to Indiana is what gave Danny Ainge the confidence to sit there and tell Indiana, no, you're going to take my deal. I'm not taking yours. You're taking mine, and I'll sit here and wait by the phone.
Danny got taken. Wow.
And then he got beat. He got beat by the player. He said, the hell with this. I'm not waiting around. You'll never give in.
Mm.
I'll just do my own thing.
Mm.
Thanks for nothing. See ya. And that's how players look at it. Like the team owes them something. They gave him $100 million and he didn't have a great time here. Okay? He got hurt a lot. Unfortunate injuries. Freak stuff.
Yeah.
I don't care to make the player out to be a villain. I don't.
Yeah, it's not Wellesley. He technically lives in Newton.
people don't know that.
That's where the cheese shop is, by the way.
Oh, nice cheese shop.
Yeah.
Smells like hell when you walk
that
around.
That is where the cheese shop is. But thanks, Roach Brothers. Thank you, cheese shop. But
you know what? Roach Brothers has one hell of a cheese shop inside it. Like, why would you need to go to a separate cheese shop?
Yeah.
You ever been to Whole Foods cheese shop?
I have.
Oh, it's like.
I have.
You need a special person to come talk to you. Like, what cheese? I have no clue what kind of cheese.
Hang on.
My wife said, hey.
Charcuterie overload at the Whole Foods.
It's perplexing. And all the jams, all the caramelized onions. I don't know what to do. I don't know what to do.
We've got that. We do have some good news from the Celtics, though.
Oh, what do we got?
Over the weekend, they made a couple of additions.
Good.
And they did.
We do need bodies.
They did re-sign Jason Tatum. It's max extension.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah,
that,
they did.
That did happen, too.
Cha-ching.
I know some people are very excited about that. We'll get to your calls. And then we got Read and React coming up at 11:36. Stay tuned.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
This is how the pros.
That's great. Thank you, Peter. You're proud of yourself.
Do Sports Talk Radio.
Your microphone is down. Hey, Marconi.
Just hit the button.
Turn the mic up.
I'm just,
Zolak and Bertrand on 98.5 Sports Hub.
Okay, here are the positives for the Celtics over the weekend. Tristan Thompson on a 2-year deal at reasonable money. Good one for the Celtics. Good job, Danny Ainge, on that one. That sort of softened the blow a little bit from the fallout of the Gordon Hayward move. How do you feel about that before we go on?
Kardashian, right?
Well, I mean, he has a child with Chloe,
yeah.
But I don't think they're together. What is that?
Do you like him better than Miles Turner?
Pardon me?
Better than Miles Turner?
Yes.
No. No, I disagree.
Him at 9 or Miles Turner at 18?
Okay, money-wise, Tristan Thompson at 9 all the way.
Yep.
But
these are the things that Ainge is saying to himself. That's why I asked.
Okay, yeah, no, you're right, because the contract is far more palatable than it is for Miles Turner. But with Thompson, he's got some miles, man. I mean, he's been in the league like a decade now, and he's missed time the last few years. Biggest question on him is health.
Health and age. But now you know it's Brown, it's Tatum, it's Smart, it's Kemba. And now it's to what Jim has been saying, where Danny's got to find all these other ancillary pieces. Who's the shooter coming off the bench? Hopefully it's one of the young kids.
He's 29 years old. The other move over the weekend, Jeff Teague. I like that. That's an upgrade.
Good move.
That's an upgrade. The Jeff Teague move is an upgrade.
It's one of those guys that I hated when he was on other teams, so I'm going to have to like learn to like him.
Oh, come on. Learn to like him. I like it. Here's what I do like about both of those moves. Veteran players. They've got some experience.
Yep.
And I think this team could use some of that. And so I think that's an upgrade. But for a backup point guard, you want Brad Wanamaker or do you want Teague? It's a no-brainer. You want Teague. That's who you want.
What's Marcus Smart then?
Well, here's why I say this. You need Teague because you are going to be managing Kemba Walker in his knee. And that's why I think this is an important move for them. So that to me is why this is valuable. You might need this guy. You might need this guy to play games, like you know, a stretch of games where Kemba's not available while they're load managing the knee.
Yeah, there's no miracle
or
fix here. With
minutes
this knee.
Restricting the knee.
I was hoping to see Peyton Pritchard a little bit, but apparently no.
No. Nope. They're not going to do it. Peyton Pritchard or Jeff Teague? Teague.
Stevens is going to play Teague all day long.
Yep, absolutely. And I don't blame him for it. I think that's the right move. So Those two veteran moves are good ones for the Celtics over the weekend. Positive developments there. Also, Jason Tatum on a max deal for $195 million. Your reaction?
Almost $40 million a year for the player at that age.
Formality.
I know. No kidding. You lock him up here now, minimum what, four? Fourth an option? It's an option last year, right? Player option? This is you going forward now. This is you. This is your superstar. Need to add. Need to add a little bit more. Keep this thing rolling.
Here's what I would say. You got to keep this guy happy.
Bingo.
Because the contract doesn't mean anything.
He's going to get paid. This tells you he's going to get paid wherever he is and wherever he goes.
The contract doesn't mean the guy's going to be here for 5 years and be happy with it and not ask to be traded or ask to leave town or any of that. Keep him happy because the Celtics without him, I mean, I don't know what their future would be.
Oh, you have nothing.
You have nothing at that point. Yeah. Keep him happy. Find a way to keep this guy happy.
Say what you will about Al Horford not wanting to stay here. Kyrie Irving, obviously not a good fit. Gordon Hayward wanting to go to Indiana but settling for Charlotte. There's issues with all those players. If it happens with Jason Tatum before the end of this deal, then you have announced to the league, this is not a place where star players can come and play and thrive and be happy. Because there's got to be ripples of that already right now.
Right.
You cannot afford to have Jason Tatum be anything other than 100% happy here.
Yep.
That's it. And you're right, Beetle. It's a formality. You give him the deal, work out the contract, and just hope that you can do as you said, Zoe. Add something to it. Get yourself a team here that can make a real run at a championship. But whatever you do, do not make this appear to be a place that Tatum just signed in order to get that max contract and then immediately started thinking about going elsewhere. Nope. This has to become a destination team along with the Lakers and maybe what's happening in Brooklyn and what happened in Golden State a couple of years ago. This has to become one of those teams because that's apparently how you're winning now in the NBA, and however long it's been happening, that's debatable, but that's what's happening right now. It's got to be a place where guys not only can win, they want to be here and they want to play here. You got to make that the case with Jason Tatum.
Let's go to your phones, 617-779-0985. Chris in Hartford, take it away.
Yeah, Robin, if you're really sad about, you know, leaving Boston, why don't you give all the money back that your kid has set on the bench? Why don't you go ahead and do something for the community instead of just sit at a cheese factory?
I don't really give a shit.
I do have to give her some credit. She is much more. I don't want to say it, but I have to say she's got more, you know what I'm saying, Zoe, than her husband.
Balls.
How passive is the number one guy coming in here? And I didn't like it, not because he got hurt, because you know what? That's what God does. You know, there's things for certain reasons. But he could not stand up to Kyrie Irving. That's why Hayward, bye-bye. And when he goes down to be a number one threat in Charlotte, he is going to get his ass kicked. He's going to get bullied all day. All day. But now here's my comment, more actually a question. What? So what happened with McDaniels? How bad is this? If he's going to sit with Cam Newton and keep him for a couple years, he cannot be the offensive coordinator. You know how much I love Harris. You tell me the start of the game and when you started shaking your head. Have a great day, guys.
All right, Chris.
Yeah, I should have went to Harris more in that second quarter, no doubt about it. But nobody's done more with less than Josh McDaniels has these last 3.5 weeks. I don't know what more. What? I would have loved to see a crossing play, a pick play, something. But like that last play call, what are you gonna do? If you call the protection right, it's blocked. Is that on Josh? Or is it on the guy who went in there? Like, oh, maybe I wasn't ready. Maybe I didn't hear the call. Maybe I wasn't paying attention to meetings. I didn't think I was playing. That Josh? No, it's on the player. I would sit here and rip Josh for a lot of things. You know, 16-play drive. 10 minutes gone in that game. You look down, 3 points. I thought that's the turning point. Certain drives where you're going to have to get 7, and they haven't done that.
John in New Hampshire. Hi, John.
Hey, how you doing, guys?
Good.
Hey.
Hey, I can't believe I'm about to say this. The whole time we're complaining about how we have so many wing players. And now I'm like, you know, we don't really have a true wing player. And also the center situation I'm not really happy with. I don't think Tristan Thompson really moves the needle that much for us.
It's better than what they had.
Better than what you have.
Absolutely. No, I agree. It moves the needle a little bit. But the biggest concern for me right now out of all those things I just said, if you go down the list and see how many guards we have, it's crazy. It's crazy to see all the list of all the guards we have. I kind of want to get your take on that.
Well, I think when you start talking about the guards, you start talking about these guys they drafted. Do you think they're actually going to play? Aaron Nesmith and Pritchard are actually going to play and
Jim wants to see Pritchard
given real opportunities on this team, because I don't really buy it. I don't believe they will.
No.
So I wouldn't get too worked up over
Nesmith
those guys.
Maybe as a shooter coming off the bench.
We'll see.
Maybe. But you got to work your way into that. The other kid, probably not.
So, listen, I think the truth is
you're better at center.
It's a positive
development. You're better at center.
You're better. You get a guy who can rebound. They desperately needed that. So they're better in that regard. Dan in Canton. Dan, you there? Oh, now I've got more.
Yep. Sorry about that.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Hey. I actually think my thought on the deal is that I think Indiana definitely wanted to have Hayward. The problem was the money. Is I think they probably came with what you were talking about, Hardy, with maybe 4 for $90, 4 for $100. And then when they said no to the deal on the money, and then Ainge looked at Tristan Thompson versus Turner, you're getting it for half the money to get Tristan Thompson, who is a little bit.
Okay, but
you know, a little bit older.
Gordon Hayward would have been moved under the final year of his current deal.
Right, but then the current deal would have been just for that 1 year.
And, correct.
You know, he's looking for a long-term deal, though. He wasn't looking for a short-term deal.
Understandable, but that's the place he wanted to land. He would have landed there for $34.5 million to start, and then they would have picked up the conversation from there.
Right, or you can get guaranteed $120 million. Which one are you going to
take? But it wasn't an either-or at that point. That offer came after the fact. That came later. It wasn't an either-or. He wasn't comparing offers from Indiana. There probably were no negotiations with Indiana. It was, let me get there first. I want to go there. Get me there. They didn't sit there and have negotiations and go back and forth and compare offers. Like, that's not how it went down. It couldn't have.
No, no, because it's the sign and trade. You have to sign first and then trade.
Or he stays in and doesn't opt out and gets traded on the final year of the deal.
Before Tuesday, before Thursday, you're talking.
Yes, yeah. Thursday. Before free agency opened. Yes, Thursday. But I get what you're saying. By Friday.
Once Thursday at 6 o'clock hit, right, or whatever
what
the
mean.
Time was.
At that point, it's sign and trade. So that could have changed on Friday. I get what you're saying. It could have. There was a deal there Friday at some point, if not earlier on Thursday. And again, I go back to what Chris Gasper said. His people thought it was a done deal, and he was on his way to Indiana. They thought it was done. And it wasn't.
That was real. Gordon's 100%. People thought it was done. They thought it was done. They thought he wasn't going to have to opt out and that it was going to get done. They did. They thought that the deal was done.
That indicates Thursday. Thursday, they thought it was done because it was before the deadline had expired. They thought he wasn't going to have to opt out, and the deal was done.
I would just love to know, like,
how quick did Charlotte get in?
Well, how clear it was.
They called Friday when free agency started.
Yeah.
Like, hey, is this not done? Because we got 120. Go ahead.
And if Hayward's agent was clear in saying, look, he wants to go to Indiana, and I know you're not pleased with the return, but we are ready to sign this deal in Charlotte.
They probably didn't believe him.
I'm not making this up. It's 4 years. It's 120. It's a good contract, but it's not what he wants, but that's where he's going to go. So do you want... I want to do right by my client. I want to send him where he wants to go. And this way you get something in return. If not, he's going there, like right now. And they just, you know what? I don't believe you.
Well, you pay a price.
Seriously, was it like, I'm telling you the truth.
I call his bluff.
Don't believe you.
Well, now you have nothing to show. Nothing to show for it. Read and React is coming up next.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
To sports,
they're knowledgeable.
Tell me about a pie that doesn't have a top over it.
And always on their game.
I walk around my house naked all the time.
Szolak and Bertrand, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
It's time to rave.
That sounds highly optimistic. I'll beat up until you're breaking up.
There's
and react.
A.
B.
Yeah. C.
With Szolak and Bertrand.
That's wild.
On 98.5. The Sports Hub.
Huh. Guess the morning show had some issues with that stuff today, huh?
They got a twister moving down through the Cape and the Islands right now. You better be careful, boy.
A tornado potentially touching down in Tisbury.
Tornado warning.
Cape Cod in the Vineyard. Look out.
Wouldn't get up in one of them little planes right now.
About a water spout. Maybe see a water spout coming in.
I don't want nothing to do with that.
I don't want nothing to do no wires. I'm read and react, though.
Read. Let's get to the upsetting news first.
React.
Let's
get to upsetting news first.
Bucks host the Rams Monday night.
Nice.
Yeah. Bruce Arians on the Rich Eisen Show.
This is Friday's Read and React.
Oh, that's right. Doing the wrong one. Well, where's the new one?
The one that's labeled 1123.
Well, it's not in here, Louth.
11/23.
Were we going to play a Bruce Arians clip there?
Yeah. You want to hear it anyway?
Yeah, sure.
Do you know they've been practicing at night, so? Because they've had issues with night games?
They get their ass kicked every night game. So
last week was practice at night all week.
What we're doing, I'm getting here, going to sleep in during the day, get here and practice at night.
Get our biological clocks going in the right direction.
Win or lose, we booze.
We ready on that thing, Jim?
Yeah, less booze when you're working at twilight.
That'd mess their Friday and Thursday days up, huh?
Well, this is going well, this segment.
Read and react.
Read and react. Read and react. Read and react.
Normally
we should do
right now.
Until they figure this out, is get over here and just do some like technique stuff.
Day.
Offensive line.
What is up?
If you're waiting on me, Jim, I have nothing.
I just hit save. The blue wheel's spinning.
Oh, hello, everyone. God. What is up? It's I, Big
what
Nate.
Is up, it was in there, but you didn't see it. Big talk with Big Nate.
Okay, you come in here and show me then if it's in here.
Maybe you should refresh the page.
Now it's
maybe
here.
Maybe you should reboot.
And the blue wheel's still spinning on my end. Oh, there you go. You're all set.
Yeah, now it's here.
You gotta help me, Ron.
You boys ready to read and react?
I was ready 5 minutes ago.
Read and react.
React.
Let's go, bruv.
Read and react.
Let's get to the upsetting news first.
React.
Sunday Night Football, Patrick Mahomes led the Chiefs on a game-winning touchdown drive and a back-and-forth 35-31 win over the Raiders. Patrick Mahomes last night, how confident was he feeling?
We've been put in these situations before. Coach Reed puts us in these situations at practice so that we're ready to go whenever we're presented them. And it's a thing where I have the ultimate confidence in this offense that if we have time on that clock, we're going to find a way to score some points.
Yeah, I think he felt confident that John Gruden was going to leave Travis Kelce all alone in the end zone.
How?
Well,
how does that happen?
How?
Unbelievable.
How? Like, all alone.
I piss you off. I don't know. Things are starting to piss me off at football now.
That doesn't piss me off.
I expect that.
I expect the Chiefs to do that. I'm more concerned with the voice. And who does he remind me of? I know the Kermit Frog reference. No, I'm looking for a person. I know, and Coach really puts his own things on it, and he is so damn good.
I'm now rooting for upsets in just about every game I watch. Like, I just root for the underdog.
Do you?
Just doing now.
See apple carts upsetted somewhere other
I'm
than here.
I'm looking for something exciting in the sport right now. I'm not getting it from
that
the
That was
Patriots.
A great game last night. That was
it
back
was.
And forth.
It was a good game. It was a good game, and it had a disappointing ending for me.
I could really give two S's, whether or not the Titans or Baltimore Ravens won, and I know we need to root for a certain path for us.
No, the path is dead.
But when Malcolm Butler's standing there and John Harbaugh's going at him, now I root for the Titans.
Jim, were you thinking of the path last night watching the Raiders? Like, were you still rooting
for
the Raiders?
Yes, I was rooting for the Chiefs.
Oh, my God.
Well, the breakdown today is what kind of bugged me about
everything happened except for the Patriots winning on the path.
Yeah, which is sort of a big part of the path. You have to take care of your own business.
Of course. But
it's probably number one on the list on the path.
I'm sorry. Everything should have happened. The Packers. Valdez Scantling had to fumble there.
Oh, so that there went the parlay, too. Yeah.
Imagine if that keeps the Patriots out of the playoffs as all said and done.
Yeah, I got a feeling that ain't going to be the thing.
No. All right. It could be.
That won't be it.
Breathe.
Tell you what I'm not having for lunch tomorrow. Onions and eggs.
React.
Speaking of lunch for you, Zoe, a lot of people commenting on you heating up the sandwich on the floor yesterday.
With the space heater.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, you had a tan sandwich.
How many pieces? Was it a ham or was it a salami? What was on that sandwich? The picture was a little blurry.
It was a salami and bologna.
Where'd you get that?
Cumberland Farms.
Oh, okay. You just brought it in.
It was a healthy amount of meat on that sandwich.
I told you about the sandwiches at Cumberland Farms.
And
$2 for $8.99.
I think the thing that caught most people by surprise was you did not have a plate under the sandwich. You just placed the sandwich directly on the floor.
Yeah.
And then we're leaning the space
heater. With the space heater.
Leaning the quartz space heater over the sandwich. How long does it take to heat a sandwich in a space heater?
I don't know. They're down there about 6 minutes.
That's impressive.
You know, fully toasted?
Till the edges of the meat started to, you know, pull inward and the cheese starts melting. Yes.
It's like Quiznos.
And Quiznos? I was nice enough to bring big food fan of for Quiznos. Everybody else.
I don't know that there's any Quiznos left.
Yeah. We love your sauce.
It seems like an airport type.
Remember the Quiznos commercials situation. With the potatoes with the weird teeth?
No. Titans beat the Rams. Excuse me, Ravens. 30-24 in overtime. So, before the game, John Harbaugh, not happy with Tennessee having a meeting on the midfield logo. So he got into an argument with Malcolm Butler. Then after the game, he didn't shake Mike Vrabel's hand. So
tool bag.
It's just a
bunch. Did you see any of this? You see the video?
I
didn't see pregame. I saw postgame. If you could pull up pregame for me, that'd be awesome.
Let's hear what Mike Vrabel had to say about the non-handshake with Harbaugh after the game.
I went to celebrate with Derek and the team to congratulate him, and then I ran back and shook his hand and asked what the issue was before the game, and he said there wasn't an issue. So I went to celebrate with my football team.
Did he decline to shake hands?
No, absolutely not. No, a lot of respect for John. We shook hands, but again, I wanted to sprint down there and be excited with the team, and then sprinted back to midfield.
Okay.
I'm confused. I didn't see them shake hands after the game.
Well, what did Harbaugh
wave them off?
What did Harbaugh say about the handshake?
After the game, there wasn't an issue. I mean, Coach Vrabel, I think, was down there celebrating in the end zone. Then he came back around and shook hands. Before the game, it's irrelevant.
Oh, okay. So they did.
Then why are they posting videos of not shaking hands?
I don't know.
Like, he waves them. You see him wave him off. I don't know. Whatever.
Yeah, I mean, he leans in, though. He leans in and he does talk to him. Like, they come face to face. So I think he's counting that as the
verbally shook hands?
Yeah, I mean, there's something was said.
Are they supposed to be shaking hands right now? Is that in line with league protocol?
Good question there, Elbow Police.
I mean,
police.
He sort of goes like this. Like, he could have been like, yeah, good game. You know what I mean? You don't know what he's saying. I don't know if he's waving him off.
Right.
And before the game, it really felt like it was a Malcolm Butler Harbaugh issue. There was something there.
I think Harbaugh had a problem with the whole team, and Butler just decided, all right, I'm going to be the one that goes and talks to him. Because he's storming out to midfield right from the 50. He's walking on the 50 all the way out to the logo, and he would have kept going if Butler didn't come out towards him.
I need to see this.
Butler was ready to go, man. He's like, yeah, I got something to say.
Oh, man.
Nice.
I think sliced almonds.
You like almonds?
How's those almonds?
React.
I think Butler may have called him a word that starts with a P.
Persnickety?
Not nice things.
Persnickety, yes.
All right. Saints beat the Falcons 24-9. That went under. Taysom Hill's first career start. Hill was asked about his critics post-game.
Yeah, not to be rude or disrespectful in any way. I don't pay attention to any of that stuff. I care about the opinions of those closest to me, my friends, my family. My teammates, my coaches. And, you know, you get to this level and you have to have tunnel vision and do your thing.
All right. Okay.
He seems fun.
Well, some of those people probably have things to say, too. That's a lot of people's opinions. You're taking into consideration friends, family, coaches, teammates. That's a lot of people. You're just opening yourself up for some criticism from one of them. Many of them. BYU guy.
Reed. I would say that Nance is very much in line for a raise.
Oh, he's gonna.
That's the market, too, isn't it?
Whoa!
React. Nice.
Finally.
Yikes.
Dolphins lost in Denver 2013. Brian Flores.
Oh, how was Tua after the game?
Well, he pulled Tua for Ryan Fitzpatrick late in the game, so he talked about the decision after the game. Here's what he had to say about benching Tua.
Why the switch to Ryan Fitzpatrick, and was Tua injured?
No, Tua wasn't injured. We just felt like it was the best move at that point in the game. We had to get in a two-minute mode, and we just felt like he gave us the best chance to win the game, which we had an opportunity at the end.
Why is the Jerky Boys asking questions?
Why the switch to Ryan Fitzpatrick, and was Tua injured?
Was he hurt? Was he hurt by your words?
Words. He was hurt with your words.
Patrick, and was Tua injured?
No, Tua wasn't injured.
That's a very complicated situation we have there.
That's an emotional game.
I'm sorry. That's it for Reed React, gentlemen.
All right.
Reed.
Head on down, buy some meth down at the church there. Little meth lobster Tuesday. Yep.
React.
Meth lobster Tuesday. Your calls on everything Patriots and Celtics. We'll get back to them next.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Drive home with Felger and Mast right now. Zolak and Bertrand on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Six one seven 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 nine zero ninety eight five. Let's go to Brian, who's in Beverly on the Patriots. Hi, Brian.
Hi, Brian.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
How's everybody? Brian.
I don't know. I hear everyone complaining about the Pats, but I think it's a hell of a lot more interesting watching these young guys kind of develop and grow and kind of get a little better every week than watching Tom Brady beat the hell out of some Cleveland Browns or Cincinnati Bengals.
Yeah, I hate that.
Yeah, I'll go with the Brady one on that one.
So would I. But I get what Brian's saying about finding that interesting. I think that's the thing that you cling to now the rest of the way. From my perspective, that's what I'll be doing.
They play hard.
We said.
But do they get better? They got 6 more games. Do they get better between now and the end?
No. Before this season started, though, we all agreed. I think everybody said it was going to be more interesting than just having Brady back for another year with a lack of weapons and all this and all that, because we've seen that before. And now we know that it almost certainly would have yielded a better result in terms of wins and losses. But has it been more compelling?
No.
You don't think so?
No, it has not. Oh, and I think so. I think a big part of it is that they were not as competitive as some of us thought they could be, myself included. So they're less competitive. They're winning fewer games than we thought they could win. And in addition to that, this offense is so desperate, and the whole team really is so desperate for more talent, but especially offensively, that the offense is sort of a grind to watch. And so, no, it's not compelling. It's not a more compelling product. And the season is not more interesting than what it was a year ago when they started out 8-0 and we all thought they had flaws and thought it might come back to bite them. And it did. But that, to me, was more interesting than this. I don't think that part has come true, and I would say I was wrong on that. I don't think it's more. You think this is interesting? You think people are engaged more? You think they're into it more, or they're, you know?
No, I think COVID kills it. Not what people think. What we've been talking about week in and week out. have the storyline. The storylines have been different. Okay. It's been a totally different type of season to talk about here.
I don't think there's enough storylines or interesting things to be talking about. We keep going back to the same conversations about quarterbacks of the future because they don't have one.
That's what you're finding out.
We keep going back to that. That topic keeps coming up time and time again.
There
are fewer interesting things to talk about with this team than there was a year ago.
It's definitely different because, you know, even Jim's there, and he could attest to this in the booth. When we get excited for a 17-yard run or a pass play that is completed for 12 yards along the sideline. And, Jim, you even said at one
point.
He's
not there.
Oh. I'm like, even the catches along the sideline where you see the guy break and he's coming open, and for whatever reason, Cam leads him. It's a perfectly led ball, almost out of bounds. Like, he's better. We had to catch two balls in toe drag with nobody around you. Like, that's got to be an easier catch. We struggle to make those, and we get excited for those. But for me, I think COVID kills this team. I think it hurts them. I think this is the type of team that would flourish, I think, a little more home with a crowd behind them. And get after it, especially with a quarterback like Cam.
I don't know about that.
I do.
I can tell you the fans might
tell you
be
what,
more
they
engaged
boo your ass if
no
they would have done San Francisco. They would have booed your ass.
Like, if you could have fans at the games, they might be more engaged and there might be more interest in each individual game.
Yeah, and I think that's
I've said that. Well, you know, we've done pregame shows, and every week when Gasper and I do pregame, it feels like there is zero excitement for the fact that it's game day. It's been a long time since that's been the case. And I think that if there was the game day atmosphere and going to a game for 70,000 people,
that would change.
It would change things. Change. It would. It would just feel different. Even if you're not going to the game, it just would feel a little different. So I think there is some atmosphere lacking with the team, as it is for every team. But when you're losing, that's when you really start to notice it.
Yeah, that's what we're doing. We're getting nitpicky.
Carlos in New Hampshire. What's up, Carlos?
Hey, how's it going?
Good.
I got a quick thing. Like, with everything that Danny Ainge is doing right now, signing Tristan Thompson instead of Miles Turner, saving the $9 million there, and just letting Gordon Hayward go, is he trying to make a go for Giannis for next year, seeing as he has a relationship with Tatum?
You guys are unbelievable.
You people.
Unbelievable. First of all, there was no decision to be made between signing Miles Turner and signing free agent Tristan Thompson.
Danny's going to pull that off, but he couldn't pull off a trade.
Turner was under contract. Danny didn't do the deal for him, didn't do the trade for him. He signed Thompson instead. And so that, let's just clean that up factually. There was no picking between free agents. Really, is so desperate for more talent, but especially offensively, that the offense is sort of a grind to watch. And so, no, it's not compelling. It's not a more compelling product. And the season is not more interesting than what it was a year ago when they started out 8-0 and we all thought they had flaws and thought it might come back to bite them. And it did. But that, to me, was more interesting than this. I don't think that part has come true. And I would say I was wrong on that. I don't think it's more. You think this is interesting? You think people are engaged more? You think they're into it more? Or they're, you know.
No, I think COVID kills it. Not what people think. What we've been talking about week in and week out. Have the storyline? The storylines have been different. Okay, it's been a totally different type of season to talk about here.
I don't think there's enough storylines or interesting things to be talking about. We keep going back to the same conversations about quarterbacks of the future because they don't have one.
That's what you're finding out.
We keep going back to that. That topic keeps coming up time and time again.
There
are fewer interesting things to talk about with this team than there was a year ago.
It's definitely different because, you know, even Jim's there, and he could attest to this in the booth. When we get excited for a 17-yard run or a pass play that is completed for 12 yards along the sideline. And, Jim, you even said at one
point.
He's
not there.
Oh. I'm like, even the catches along the sideline where you see the guy break and he's coming open, and for whatever reason, Cam leads him. It's a perfectly led ball almost out of bounds. Like, he's better. We had to catch two balls in toe drag with nobody around you. Like, that's got to be an easier catch. We struggle to make those, and we get excited for those. But for me, I think COVID kills this team. I think it hurts them. I think this is the type of team that would flourish, I think, a little more home with a crowd behind them and get after it, especially with a quarterback like Cam.
I don't know about that.
I do.
I can tell you the fans might
tell you
be
what,
more
they
engaged
your ass
if there was no COVID.
San Francisco, they would have booed your ass.
Like, if you could have fans at the games, they might be more engaged and there might be more interest in each individual game.
Yeah, and I think that's
I've said that. Well, you know, we've done pregame shows, and every week when Gasper and I do pregame, It feels like there is zero excitement for the fact that it's game day. It's been a long time since that's been the case. And I think that if there was the game day atmosphere and going to a game for 70,000 people,
that would change.
It would change things. Change. It would. It would just feel different. Even if you're not going to the game, it just would feel a little different. So I think there is some atmosphere lacking with the team, as it is for every team. But when you're losing, that's when you really start to notice it.
Yeah, that's what we're doing. We're getting nitpicky.
Carlos in New Hampshire. What's up, Carlos?
Hey, how's it going?
Good.
I got a quick thing. Like, with everything that Danny Ainge is doing right now, signing Tristan Thompson instead of Miles Turner, saving the $9 million there, and just letting Gordon Hayward go, is he trying to make a go for Giannis for next year, seeing as he has a relationship with Tatum?
You guys are unbelievable.
You people.
Unbelievable. First of all, there was no decision to be made between signing Miles Turner and signing free agent Tristan Thompson.
Danny's going to pull that off, but he couldn't pull off a trade.
Turner was under contract. Danny didn't do the deal for him, didn't do the trade for him. He signed Thompson instead. And so let's just clean that up factually. There was no picking between free agents going on. And now the reasoning behind that, though, is not that Danny just got too greedy and lost out on a deal with Indiana. It's because he's lining himself up to sign Giannis next year.
Yeah. You know what, I'll just sit here and wait for that. Then
right.
I get really
hey,
excited.
Carlos, I hope you're right. I'm rooting for
everybody and their mother hopes you're right.
I hope you're right. Let's get to the headlines. 90 seconds, no commercials. We're right back. More of your calls.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.